Today we're visiting with Dr. Charlie Bonson to talk about chronic wasting disease and how deer hunters can help monitor CWD this fall. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Charlie, you're the wildlife veterinarian here at the North Dakota Game and Fish. Tell me about chronic wasting disease.
Chronic wasting disease is a brain disease of our cervids. It's actually quite slow moving within a deer and even across the landscape. But we know that once it becomes established, it's really difficult, probably impossible to eradicate. So in North Dakota, CWD is still quite rare. We hope to keep it that way because we know if it becomes common, it will impact our deer hunting in the state.
How can deer hunters this fall help the Game and Fish Department monitor this disease?
Hunters can do a number of things to help control the spread of CWD. One is be aware of the regulations where you're hunting. Some CWD specific regulations apply. We know that portions of the carcass left over after processing can be a source of infection if they're moved across the state and left out on the landscape. So the best place to leave those parts is either at the location of harvest or making sure that they get disposed of through your waste hauler. We also know that unnatural high congregations of deer speed up how fast this disease will spread. They increase how much animals come into contact with contaminated bodily fluids and also how much animals come into contact with each other. So baiting and feeding are practices that do artificially increase how fast this disease will spread. So we encourage hunters to move away from those practices. And then finally, a really important part of managing CWD is knowing where it is not, and then how common it is. And we do that through surveillance every year. This year in the western portion of the state and then Unit 2B on the east side, we're asking hunters to consider submitting their animal for testing so to help us find out. There's a number of ways that they can do that. Probably the most convenient way is by dropping off a head at a collection site. These are locations or collection sites located at gas stations, convenience stores located throughout those regions. Another option is that this year we have self-sampling kits, and so you can request those online and collect that sample and send it to us and we can get a test result. And then a final option is that you can bring that animal to a district office where we can collect a sample. Just be mindful that there are carcass transportation restrictions that apply, and so you can't move outside of those areas for that purpose. But on top of all those things, or probably the most important is that just go hunting. That's our most important tool. It's how we manage populations at healthy levels. It's also how we get positive animals off the landscape sooner, reducing how many other animals those critters are going to infect.
Charlie, what do you recommend if somebody harvests a deer and they're afraid it might have CWD? What should they do?
That's a great question. The reality is that the current understood risk of human health that CWD maybe poses is that it's quite low. Nobody's ever gotten sick as far as we know. That being said, we can't completely dismiss the possibility of that happening. So public health officials recommend that if you're hunting in an area where CWD is known to exist, you go ahead and get that animal tested and you wait for that test result before making a decision about consuming the meat. If you want to go through that process, get that meat in a freezer, submit a sample to us and we'll try to get a result back for you. You know, that's ultimately kind of a personal decision that hunters can make in terms of how comfortable they are with that risk, or really the unknown around that risk.
Charlie, if you're out and about deer hunting this fall, or just pheasant hunt or anything, and you find a deer that's dead or that looks sick, what should you do?
Yeah, the following up on sick and dead deer is an important thing that the department does to monitor for CWD, for EHD, for a number of other diseases out there. So if you come across a sick or dead animal, the best thing to do is contact your local warden, and then we'll make a decision how to proceed from there.
You're doing several things to address CWD for the public and educating. In August, you had some meetings. Explain those briefly.
Yeah, the department has been actively trying to manage CWD for about two decades now. But about a year and a half ago, we formed a task force to basically take a real comprehensive look at how we want to do things moving forward. That manifests itself in a new CWD management plan that will largely take effect for next year. So the meetings in August were an effort to basically spell out what the task force came up with and introduce this plan moving forward.
Okay, and that one of those meetings was filmed and put on our Game and Fish Department website. So any viewers that want to watch it can go there, and it kind of explains moving forward.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So one of those meetings was recorded and is available online for folks to view. Kind of provides a general background about CWD, what we know, what we hope to know moving forward, and then again, management options that we plan to use to try to control the impacts of the disease.
Charlie, let's switch gears here a little bit. Let's talk about EHD, completely different from CWD. What is EHD? And last year we had a major outbreak at this time. How are things this year?
EHD is a viral disease that's really fast acting, transmitted by little biting no-see-ums, and it's absolutely not new to North Dakota. We have documented outbreaks from well back into the 60s even, but we know that every so many years, cyclically, we can have bad years. And last year was actually the second of 2 years in a row where we had pretty strong impacts. In 2020 in Southwest North Dakota, we had quite a bit of mortality, and then last year, 2021, it moved up into the central portion of the state. We know that last year it was pretty dramatic. Some units were pretty strongly impacted. Certainly fewer whitetail deer were out there to be harvested that year, and so there was a definite impact. This year, the good news is that there was little to no EHD. There's maybe a pocket here or there, but no real reports to our department, no positive test results. So it looks like we're cycling away from it, and hopefully we'll have a number of years here where it won't be much of a factor. In contrast, CWD is a new threat on the landscape that starts slow and slowly builds, and could reach a point where we have this year after year after year disease pressure that we have no reason to think our deer can sustain. And so, while EHD is common and can have single year dramatic noticeable effects, CWD is this thing out there that we have real concerns about, and so that's why we're trying to, mitigate the risk to the extent that we're able.
Let's move back to CWD, Charlie. Final thoughts. What can people do again to help us manage this disease?
So final thoughts, there's a number of things. One is be aware of the regulations where you're hunting. Some CWD specific regulations apply. Two is if we're conducting surveillance in a unit where you're hunting, please do consider submitting a sample for testing. And then three, probably the most important, is do continue to go hunting. Hunting is our absolute best tool in managing this disease, managing deer populations. So take to the field this fall, and hopefully this is a tradition that we can all continue to enjoy long into the future.
A lot of great information, Charlie. Thank you.
Yep.